सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. In this second chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad, that is Brahmanandavalli, has got a significant prayer verse or Shanti Patha. That is Sahanavavatu Shanti Patha. This prayer is meant for that to achieve or to accomplish four factors. The first factor we saw in the last class, Jnana Praptyartham Prarthana. This is a prayer to attain knowledge, self-knowledge. Jnana praptaye prarthana. The second factor or the second reason why the student has to chant this prayer is this prayer is meant to remove the obstacles, pratibandha nivaranartham. This prayer is meant to remove obstacles in the path of jnana yoga or in the path of shravana manana nididhyasanam. Jnana yoga is equal to shravanam mananam nididhyasam. So this listening, shravanam mananam nididhyasanam, these three has to be taken care of until I attain that knowledge. So for that, I have to be free from obstacles. Trini tapatrayam. Adhidaivika, adhibhautika, adhyatmika tapatrayams. This is the second reason. Our second important significance of this prayer. Third important significance of this prayer is it is meant to receive the teaching, retention of the teaching, and reproducing the teaching. First, I should have a capacity to receive the teaching properly. Then, after receiving, whatever I have received, it should not go from other ear. It has to be retained. It's called registering. So, registering capacity. What for registration? I register something. Whenever it is necessary, I have to reproduce. I have to recapitulate. It is called reproducing for my sake or for others' sake, for teaching purpose or for my own sake. I can recapitulate the teaching or reproducing the teaching is called medha shakti sampatti. Medha siddhyartham, registering or receiving, registering and reproducing. So all these three R's. Okay, Then fourth significance of this prayer is, through this prayer, I seek the help of the Lord. I seek the help of the Lord to maintain a healthy relationship between me and my Guru. To maintain a healthy, harmonious relationship between me and my Guru. So, Guru Shishya Sambandha. For this, for these four significant reasons, this prayer is very, very important, especially to Vedantic student. Up to here, we saw in the last class. So, I took one class for this Shanti Patha. Now, we are going to enter into the proper text. First Valli, second Valli, Brahmananda Valli, first Anuvaka. First Anuvaka, we will read. Repeat after me. Om Brahmavidapnoti Param. Tadeshabhyukta Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma.
Satyam Jnanam Brahma.
Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam.
Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam.
Parame Vyoman.
Parame Vyoman.
So Shnute Sarvan Kaman Saham.
So Shnute Sarvan Kaman Saham.
Brahmana Vipaschitetim.
Brahmana Vipaschitetim.
This first Anvaka is a sutra bhuta mantra. This whole Brahmananda Valli we can divide into three topics. What are those three topics? Na, first topic is sutra, sutram. Sutra Grandha. Grandha means a big book. But Sutram means an aphorism, a cryptic statement. How big it is, no? Brahma vidapnoti param. That is the Sutra Grandha. That Brahma vidapnoti param is called Sutram here. This is the first topic. Second topic is called vritti. Vritti. Vritti means a brief commentary. A brief commentary upon the sutra. A brief commentary upon the sutra means upon the Brahma vidapnoti param. That means tadeshabhyukta, from that statement onwards up to vipaschita, the third line, vipaschita adivare vritti. Iti means that inverted commas closed. Quotation is closed in artham. Iti. Iti indicates the quotation is closed. This is the second topic. So first topic, second topic over. In the first anuvaka. Then what about the rest of that Valliyana? The whole Valli is nothing but Vyakhyanam, commentary, elaborate explanation. Commentary means elaborate explanation on that vritti. Upon that vritti, upon the brief commentary, elaborate explanation is called Vyakhyanam. So from second Anuvaka onwards up to end, it is called Vyakhyanam. Elaborate explanation from first second Anuvaka to till end. Elaborate commentary on or expansion of sutra and vritti. Vritti is the brief commentary upon sutra. Vyakhyanam is the elaborate commentary upon the vritti. Upon the vritti means it is as good as sutra also, because vritti is included sutra. So therefore Vyakhyanam means commentary upon sutra and vritti. So very very terse portion this is. This is the central portion of the entire Vedantic teaching. Not only that, especially this first sentence, Brahmavid apnoti param, the sutra, is highly significant. And Shankaracharya writes elaborate commentary upon this. Not only Shankaracharya, many other commentators write bhashyam upon this. Tika, tippani, so much. Among them, one commentator is Anandagiri. Acharya Anandagiri is a beautiful commentary he wrote. Then Achyutananda Tirtha, his book is called Vanamala. Vanamala is his book. Achyutananda Tirtha wrote another commentary. And Sureshwaracharya wrote Vartikam, Taittiriya Bhashya Vartikam. Whatever Shankaracharya has written commentary, upon that Sureshwaracharya wrote Vartikam in the verse form, shloka form. Upon this one Anuvaka, this sutra and vritti, he wrote hundreds of verses. He wrote hundreds of verses, Sureshwaracharya. It is called Vartikam. Why I am telling, by saying these commentators' names and how they have written, you can understand how great this mantra is. For that sake I am telling. By knowing their names, you are not going to achieve anything. The importance of knowing the commentaries are there, we can know how important it is. Very, very important. Now, let us see that what is sutra? First sutra begins with what? Brahmavit apnoti param. Brahmavit. Vit means knower. Vid dhatu. Vid means to know. You are knowing grammar also. When you study Upanishads, helplessly, whether you like it or not, you have to learn grammar also. Then only you can come to know the meaning. Vit means the knower. It's a noun, the knower, a person. The one who knows. So the knowing, that vid dhatu is a verb. It's a verb. The knower of what? Brahma vid. The knower of Brahman. Brahmavid. சோ வாட் பிரம்ம வித் வாட் நெக்ஸ்ட் உபனிஷத் சேஸ் ஆப்னோதி பரம். ஆப்னோதி மீன்ஸ் அட்டைன்ஸ். ஆப் தாது the one who attain, apnoti, he attains brahmavit, the knower of brahman, he attains, he accomplish, he achieve what param, the greatest he attains. The knower of brahman attains the greatest, paramanna supreme, the greatest. The knower of Brahman attains the greatest. I don't want to explain everything. Word to word meaning I am giving. Because Upanishad is itself going to give meaning later, elaborately. So, the knower of Brahman attains the greatest. That's over. Sutram is over. That is called Sutram. Sutram is called a capsule form of a statement. A capsule, aphorism, a statement. It contains the essence of the entire chapter. In a nutshell, the essence of the entire chapter contains in a nutshell form, that is called a sutra. So upon this sutra you have to do lot of enquiry. Now let us see the first word, Brahma. Sutra says Brahma vithana. What do you mean by Brahma? Shankaracharya writes, Brahma means infinite, limitless. Brahma means limitless, infinite. How that meaning we have to take, how that meaning has taken for this word, Brahma? Acharya says, Brihattamatvat Brahma. Brih dhatu. Brih means to be big. That which is big is called Brih. Brihattamatvat. In Tanjore, you say the temple name is Brihadishwaralayam. You know what is Brihadishwaralayam? Brihat Ishwaralayam. That is the biggest temple of Ishwara. If a grammar vanda tha, na temple pere puriyadu. Puriyadu? Brihat means biggest. It also came from the Brihadhatu. So Brahma means the big. The big means there is no second thing bigger than that. The biggest superlative degree. There is no biggest thing other than that. That is called the biggest. So Brihattamatvat. Since it is biggest or infinite, limitless, therefore it is called Brahma. Whatever is there, it is called Brahma. அது என்னன்னா அது சொல்ல போகிறோம். அப்புறம் திஸ் இஸ் த மீனிங் ஆஃப் பிரம்மான். பிரஹத்தமத்வாத் பிரம்மான். ஹவு இஸ் இட் இஸ் பிக், வாட் வே, இன் வாட் சென்ஸ், ஃப்ரம் வாட் ஆங்கிள் இட் இஸ் பிக். பிக் இன் த சென்ஸ் வாட்னா, எ திங், எ வஸ்து கேன் பி கால்ட் ஆஸ் பிக் when it has got three clues, indications, we can call it as big. What are those three clues? Desha kala vastu paricheda shunyaha. Brahma is that. Desha kala vastu paricheda shunyaha is Brahma. This is Sanskrit definition. Sanskrit definition. Deshe kala vastu paricheda shunyaha means what? Desha means space. தேச பரிச்சேத சூன்யஹா. சூன்யஹா மீன்ஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம். பரிச்சேதா மீன்ஸ் லிமிட். பிரம்மன் இஸ் தட் ஹுச் இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் த ஸ்பேஸ் லிமிடேஷன். ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் த ஸ்பேஸ் லிமிடேஷன். இட் இஸ் நாட் லிமிடெட் பை த ஸ்பேஸ். சோ தேச பரிச்சின்ன சூன்யஹா பிரம்மா. நம்பர் டூ, கால பரிச்சேத சூன்யஹா. டைம் வைஸ் லிமிடேஷன் இஸ் ஆல்சோ நாட் தேர். தட் ஹுச் இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் that time limitation is called Brahma. No space wise limitation, no time wise limitation. We'll see later what is space wise limitation, time wise limitation, adella appuram paapom. This is desha kala paricheda shunya. What is the third one? Na vastu paricheda shunyaha. Vastu means attribute. Vastu means attribute here in this context. In the words alla, and the mantra alla kadaiyadu. And these are all written in the commentaries. So I am giving that meaning. Vastu means attribute. This Brahman is not limited by any attribute, any property. சோ தேச கால வஸ்து பரிச்சேத. பரிச்சேத மீன்ஸ் லிமிடேஷன். பரிச்சேத சூன்யா. தேர்ஃபோர் வி கேன் கால் இட் ஆஸ் பிரம்மன். ஏதோ பிரம்மன் இருக்கு, எப்படி இருக்காருன்னா தேச கால பரிச்சேத சூன்யா இருக்காரு பிரம்மன். என்ன அந்த பிரம்மன் யாருன்னு அப்புறம் பார்க்கற போதும். வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு சீ லேட்டர். இந்த பிரம்மனுக்கு லட்சணம் சொல்ல போறார் திருப்பி. தீஸ் ஆர் த த்ரீ சிம் இண்டிகேஷன்ஸ். சோ அட்ரிபியூட்லெஸ். தென் ஆப்னோதி பரம் மீன்ஸ் ஈ அட்டைன்ஸ் பிரம்மன். பரம் மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் பரம் இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு கிரேட்டஸ்ட். See, Brahman is the infinite, limitless one. Here, Param means greatest. The greatest must be limitless. The greatest must be infinite. The infinite must be greatest. என்ன புரியுறதோ? The limitless must be greatest. Brahma and chunna, what definition I have given? Brahma means limitless, infinite. Param means the greatest. Now you can tally. The limitless must be greatest. The greatest must be limitless. The infinite must be the greatest. The greatest must be the infinite. Therefore, Brahman is equal to Param. Brahman is equal to Param. Or Param is equal to Brahma. Then join both the words together. Param Brahma. Param Brahma. You have arrived at Param Brahma, the Supreme Brahman. The knower of this Brahman, which is limitless, infinite, Brahman, attains the greatest. இங்க தான் க்ரூஷியல் பாயிண்ட். The knower of Brahman, Brahma with, Upanishad says, Brahma with, the knower of the limitless, the knower of this infinite, desha kala vastu paricheda shunyaha, Brahman knower, attains Param. Since this Param is Brahma, the knower of Brahman attains Brahman. The knower of Brahman attains Brahman. Since Param is equal to Brahma. When Pujya Swamiji came to Chennai, series of talks. What is the morning talk? Brahma with Brahmaiva Bhavati. Brahma Veda Brahmaiva Bhavati. The knower of Brahman will become Brahman. Will become, put in inverted commas. This is the unique expression in Vedanta. The knower of flower will never become flower. Thank God. We should not become flower. The knower of the clip will never become clip. The knower of the chair will never become chair. But how is it possible the knower of Brahman will become Brahman? It is possible. That we are going to see later. Now up to here, Sutra explanation about this Shankaracharya's words, these are all given. Brahma vithu apnoti param. Over. Now come to this corollaries, three corollaries we have to see in this. The Purapakshi, you know Purapakshi, the objectionist will come and argues. For that we have to understand some more details about this cryptic statement. Brahmavid apnoti param. Apnoti attains Brahman, param Brahman. And we said this is what you know, you will never become like that object, and you want to get something, you want to attain something, you have to put an effort. Anything in this world, you want to attain something, you have to put an effort. You have to take an effort. Prayatnam pannanam. Nariya prayatnam pannanam. To get something, to attain something. To earn money, you have to put an effort. To enjoy that wealth, again you have to put an effort. You have a lot of money, either you have to cook food, and to enjoy that food. And you have to buy so many things. And you have to go to shop, you have to bring them, you have to maintain them, you have to clean them. You want to enjoy something, you want to attain happiness. Nariya pannanum. Effort is required. So, dharma, artha, kama, we want to achieve, you have to put an effort. To get punya, vilindu namaskaram pandroma illa, koyilukku poi. Poga mudiyavale kuda poganu swami, koyilukku poittu varanum anna. This is some punya you want to earn. You are putting an effort. And going to office, earning money, lot of artha. There is lot of effort. And kama, even to eat something to enjoy, we have to put an effort, no? Dharma, artha, kama involves an effort, even you want to get. Whereas the fourth purushardha, that is moksha, you need not put any effort. That is the secret of the fourth purushardha. First three purushardhas, you have to put an effort. This fourth purushardha, you need not put any effort. If you know Brahman, Brahma with the knower of Brahman attains moksha. The knower of wealth, attain wealth. I know there is 1,000 rupees. Can I attain that money? No, I cannot. The knower of something can never attain that something, but the knower of Brahman attain moksha. தெரிஞ்சாலே போதுமா, எஃபர்ட்டே வேண்டாமா, எவ்வளோ நல்லா இருக்கு பாருங்க. தட்ஸ் யூ ஆர் ஆல்சோ இன்டெலிஜென்ட், ஏன்னா ஒன்றும் பண்ணாமலே ஐ வாண்ட் டு கெட் மோக்ஷான். த நோவர் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் எட்டைன்ஸ் மோக்ஷா. ஹீ நீட் நாட் புட் எனி எஃபர்ட். Very, very important point you have to note. Here only the Purva Mimamsa ga Uttara Mimamsa ki lot of discussions take place. And the discussion ki hundreds and hundreds of books acharyas write commentary. The knower of Brahman need not do anything. The knower of anything, to want to attain anything, you have to do something. It is a unique here, uniqueness. So now we say Brahma vit apnoti paramannam. Apnoti means prapti in artham. Attainment means what? Another word, prapti. Adayarade prapti in attainment. Prapti. Brahma vit param brahma prapnoti. Brahma prapti. What do you mean by prapti? And the word purinchukanum. What do you mean by attainment? Attainment of Brahman, the knower of Brahman attains Brahman. What do you mean by attains? Adayaradana enna artham? Knowing, that's all. Jnana prapti eva. Not apraptasya praptihi. Dhanam is apraptasya praptam. Before it was not there with me, apraptihi. I don't have money. I have to go to office. I have to work. I have to earn money. So if I get salary every month, it is praptasya prapti, apraptasya prapti. Illadadu vandada, vandadu vandada. Praptasya prapti anna accomplishing whatever is already accomplished. Apraptasya prapti anna that which is I am accomplishing, which was not there with me. Apraptamana illadadu. Salary, that money was not there with me. After working 30 days, praptihi, salary, yes, I got it. Okay? Ningalella housewives, ungalukku theriyadu. You ask your husband, oru maasam ella pannu vandadukapra, ask pannano enna swamini theriyada, enakku da kudukkarara and the salary full full. And the whole month in the panam illiye, apraptasya prapti. இந்த பிரம்ம வித்து பிராப்னோதி பரம்ல இந்த மோக்ஷமங்கிற பிராப்தி இஸ் நாட் அப்ராப்தசிய பிராப்தி பட் இட் இஸ் பிராப்தசிய பிராப்தி இட் இஸ் அன் அக்காம்ப்ளிஷ்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல்ரெடி அக்காம்ப்ளிஷ்டு திங் பிராப்தசிய பிராப்தி த அட்டைன்மெண்ட் விச் யூ ஹாவ் ஆல்ரெடி அட்டைன்ட் It is an attainment of something which you have already attained is called praptasya praptihi. Apraptasya prapti means the attainment of something which you have not attained. Apraptasya prapti means that attainment of something which you have not attained, apraptasya prapti. Praptasya prapti means the attainment of something which I have already attained. It's called praptasya prapti. In the dharma artha kama, in the mood purusha arthas, goals of human life, come under apraptasya prapti. The attainment of dharma artha kama, which I have not already attained. Therefore, they are called apraptasya prapti. Not yet attained, I have attained. Apraptasya prapti. The attainment of dharma, artha, kama, which I have not attained, I attain. Whereas moksha purushartha, purushartha theriyumilayo, naalu purushartha. Ama, taitriyum students indella kekkakoodadhu naan. Fourth purushartha is moksha purushartha. Moksha purushartha is an attainment of already that I have attained. Therefore, it is easy. Praptasya praptihi, attained that which I have already attained, I am attaining anna, adhe eppadi sadhyam? Inga vere confusion varum. Suppose, Whatever I have not attained, I can attain. Swamini, you are telling moksha is already. It is a thing that already I have attained. And attainment of something which I have already attained. Why I have to attain that which I have already attained? Which I have already attained, moksha. Then why I have to come to next class? I need not come. I need not come to the next class. You have to come. Upanishad says, it is like one example Shankaracharya quotes. Dashamatvamasi example. One teacher said he has got 10 students. I have got many students, okay. The teacher has got 10 students, Sishyas. And the teacher said, hey Sishyas, all of you listen to me. I am going to a marriage function. Okay, I have to go early. So all of you come after 4-5 days, he said. And he went. The guru left. And these 10 students, our name is Paramananda. Paramananda, that guru name. These Sishyas, all of them, this is called Paramanandaya Sishyas. These 10 Sishyas waiting for that fourth day, let us go, we have to go to attend the marriage function. And they started, 10 of them. And after traveling long distance, one place they have to cross the river. How to cross the river? Let us swim, all of us. And they jumped into that river. They started swimming. And they swam and they crossed the river and they reached that shore. All the 10 of them reaching the shore, and everyone came out. And this leader, no? Sishya is a leader, volunteer. So that volunteer, Sishya, so anyhow, better to count ourselves. எல்லாரும் வந்துட்டானோ இல்லை, யாராவது ஸ்விம்மில் அப்படி போயிட்டானோ வாட்டர்லன்னு, லெட் அஸ் கவுண்ட். அண்ட் தி சிஷ்யா, ஒன் சிஷ்யா, லீடர் சிஷ்யா ஆஸ்க் ஆல் ஆஃப் தெம், ஆல் ஆஃப் யூ ஸ்டாண்ட் இன் லைன். ஹி மேட் தெம் டு ஸ்டாண்ட் இன் லைன். தே ஆல் ஸ்டூட் தேர் அண்ட் ஹி ஸ்டார்டட் கவுண்டிங். 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. வாட் அபவுட் டு 10th மேன்? கான். Started all of them crying. And again and again they are counting, only 9 coming. What about 10th student? What, how to give the answer to my guru? No, they are all crying. And one Mahatma going passing that side, and he saw this foolish counting the person. And he came nearby, why are all crying? Then they told like this, we are swimming and one person missed. That's why we are crying. Then that Mahatma said, now you count again? No. Yeah, okay, I'll count. Then he started counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like this, and the head pathi, thutti thutti ella count pandra. And the Mahatma solradhukku munnadi, they're all crying and shouting at each other, and this Mahatma, once they hear, this is called aptokti. A well-wisher came and telling, he started counting, 8, 9, 10. Thus, 10th man, you, the counting person is 10th man. Dashaha, what the number you are missing, Thvam, you are. Asi, you are the 10th man. 9, angirikke, ni count pandrilyo, ni the 10th man. Hama, we got now the 10th man. We got the 10th man. Where from? Anna? This is praptasya prapta, apraptasya praptiya. Praptasya prapti. Where from this 10th man came? Anna? He's already there. He's already there. He need not struggle. But apraptavat, until that Mahatma comes, the 10th man, they thought 10th man died. 10th man died. They are planning for Shraddham also. And they are hitting their head also to that tree. And they are very close, you know, residential students. You know, they are very much attached to each other. And bump also he got on the head. by hitting the tree, that bump continues to whom? This tenth man. In the tenth man understood, I am the tenth man, but this bump continues, which has taken place before the incident, before he found out that he is the tenth man. All our problems are like bump. Okay. Until you recognize that you are Brahman, these bumps and problems will continue. So therefore, this is called praptasya praptihi. In the praptasya praptihi, the ten dashamaha tvamasi jnanam, there he has to, the tenth man has to do anything. He has to do japa, he has to do homam to find out the tenth man. He has to go to pilgrimage. He has to do Surya Namaskar, or he has to do any ritual. What is required there to come out of that problem, that crisis? Where is tenth man? To find out the tenth man, what is required in that place? In a jnanam. Yatra yatra ajnanam, tatra tatra abhavavat. Wherever there is ignorance, there is abhavavat. Illada madri da. Tenth man patti jnanam illa, adanala tenth man illai. Illai madri. Irukkar, angida irukkar. Yatra yatra ajnanam, dashamaha ajnanam. Tenth man ignorance. Ignorance of tenth man is as good as absence of tenth man. The knowledge of tenth man is the presence of tenth man. Tenth man anna kadalo tenth man. Okay, dashamaha and the sishyar, paramanandaya sishyar. The tenth man's absence is because of ignorance. Once he recognized, I am the tenth man, that jnanam, yatra yatra jnanam, tatra tatra. Tatra tatra what? Praptihi. Yatra yatra brahma jnanam, tatra tatra brahma praptihi. Yatra yatra brahma ajnanam, tatra tatra samsara praptihi. Brahma abhavaha samsara praptihi. So therefore you need not do anything. சுவாமினி ஏதாவது பண்ணணுமோ மோட்சம் அடைகிறதுக்குன்னு ஒன்றும் பண்ணாது. கிளாஸுக்கு வந்து ஒழுங்காக உட்காருன்னா 11 to 12 பி இன் த கிளாஸ். அன்ஃபார்ச்சுனேட்லி எவ்ரி திஸ் இஸ் த ஃபஸ்ட் கரோலரி. யூ நீட் நாட் டூ எனி திங். ஓகே, அதுதான் ஃபஸ்ட் கரோலரி. இதுக்கு இல்லை கதை எதுக்கு சொன்னான்னா, யூ நீட் நாட் டூ எனி திங் டு நோ பிரம்மன். ஃபார் நோயிங் யூ நீட் நாட் டூ எனி திங். And the fourth purushartha is already accomplished thing, but you do not know that. Upanishad has come to reveal that already known thing. This is the first corollary. Now the second corollary is, Shankaracharya says, this karma, whatever you are doing, that karma is meant only for chittasya suddhaye karma. Any ritual, any vratam, any puja, any pilgrimage center you go, only for chitta shuddhi, purification of the mind. You continue. But not for natu vastu upalabdhaye, not to get that Brahma vastu. It is not for the attainment of Brahman, any karma, chittasya suddhaye karma, natu vastu palabdhaye. Only for purification of the mind, not for the attainment of Brahman. Therefore, there is no difference between moksha and Brahma prapti. Brahma jnanam eva Brahma prapti, Brahma prapti eva mokshaha. There is no difference between moksha and Brahma prapti. So Brahma prapti means Brahma jnanam. Brahma jnanam is called moksha. Moksha ke enna pannanum? Onnu panna koodadhani therinjikanum. Aladha. ஒன்னும் பண்ணக்கூடாதுன்னு தெரிஞ்சுக்கிறது தான் மோக்ஷம். அதுக்கு கண்டச்சாமிக்கிற நியாயமான சோ தே கிவ். They put big harams and all, and no problem, you can see. But minor chain, if you put Kantha Chami Karanyaya, that lady is searching, she has gone to a function. Another example. This is Purila, another example. And that lady gone to a function, marriage function, and wearing lot of mala, Chandra haram, Surya haram, lot of harams, and Mangai mala, Periya mala, all put it. That's called a minor chain. Chinna vayasula or minor chain poduva. Very, very melissa podu. Konandekan jeppi panduva. Adama udamata. Adi koda podduva. She is wearing that also. Those days, they don't have like these, you know, mirrors, dressing tables and all. And the kalatala mirror kadiyadu. Indha maadhiri illa mirrors illa kadiyadu. So she went to marriage and she is searching after, while coming on the way, and she is searching and the minor chain kaanu. Ayyo, I lost my minor chain, small chain. She started running there. She ran and asking, where is my chain? I lost my chain here and all of you search. I said that chain is in your neck only. Kantha Chamikram. Chamikram is a minor chain. It is on your neck only. Thotti paaru. Ama pinnadi pochidi. It is praptasya prapti or apraptasya prapti. Nalla theriyum swami. Now when she come to know this chain she has got, that is there already attained only chain, when she come to know after running, now tell me, this running to her house, that again to that marriage hall, is it necessary or not? It is not necessary na theriyadhu indha ammaku, anga pona da theriyum, anga ponadukku appuram da theriyadhu enna. It is not necessary to run. It is not necessary to run, but it is necessary to run to know the run is not necessary. It is necessary to run to know that running is not necessary. Therefore, to attend the Thursday class is necessary to know. To attend the class is not necessary. Am I running ayasam ella irukumo irukum auto la varano car la varano vandi aagano ukarano edadano ella enna ennude swaroopam therinjikkuradhukaga. Oh funny, no? As long as we do not know, it is as good as loss. This is a loss. It is a real loss or unreal loss? This chain, that's Dashamaha, 10th man, is unreal loss or real loss? Unreal loss. For real loss, you have to put an effort. For an unreal loss, you need not put an effort. Unreal loss is caused because of ignorance. The unreal loss, which is born out of ignorance, can be removed by what action? That unreal loss caused by ignorance, the unreal loss can be converted into a gain just by knowledge. This is the teaching of Upanishads. To bring this teaching, the whole religion, entire karmakanda, entire sadhanas meant for this teaching. What am I teaching? 10-15 minutes in this main teaching, or 45 minutes. Okay. Idikaga, the whole religion, whole karmakanda, all purusharthas, other three purusharthas, puja, punaskara, ellame idikaga, the final. This takes very less time, but that takes janmas and janmas. Inga vandadukapram, it journey so fast. Inga varathukaga journey irukillayo. Adi janmas and janmas it will take. Once you come to the class, this is the last step. Last step. Apdi enna neenga ethra steps ella mudichu ethana janma ella mudichittu vandana theriyuma? Amma indha step jagrathaya kaalu vekkanum. Idu miss aayitaavana enna aagum? Andha periya paambu aayila pannu maadhu keela damaalna keela kittu varum. Avaru andha angirukku varum enna ஃப்ராகு, அங்கே வந்து மங்கி, ஃப்ராகு, ஃபிஷ்ஷு அங்கே போயிடுவோம். இது மிஸ் ஆகக்கூடாது. அதுக்கு தான் இவ்வளோ ஸ்லோவாக மெதுவாக சொல்கிறேன். இதெல்லாம் கதை இல்லை, நிஜம். ஓகே. பிரம்மவித் ஆப்னோதி பரம். ஸோ த செகண்ட் கரோலர் இஸ் வாட் தி நாஷஹா த்விவிதம், நாஷஹா த்விவிதம். The nasha, that loss is caused by an ajnanam. The loss is caused by an ajnanam is unreal loss. Yatra yatra ajnana vashat abhavaha. Jnana vashat eva praptihi. This is the second corollary. Yatra yatra ajnana vashat அபாவா, wherever there is something I lose because of ignorance, தத்ரா தத்ரா ஜ்ஞானாத் ஏவ ப்ராப்திஹி. And those cases, you can attain that only through ஜ்ஞானம். Wherever I lose something, as it were, because of ignorance, there that I can get only through knowledge. Yatra yatra, I feel comfortable in Sanskrit, no? Okay. Yatra yatra ajnana vashat abhavaha, tatra tatra jnana vashat eva prapti. Ange onnu panna venda. So this, for this another example I used to give, Kaunteya Radheya. I don't want to. You can. You have to do your homework. That Kaunteya, Karna recognize that he himself is Kaunteya, not Radheya. Because you know that. I don't want to explain. More examples I don't. Class. Brahma and you. Okay. So now, Brahma apraptaha iva ajnanat. Brahman apraptaha, not attained, iva, as though. Brahman is not attained as though. Why? What is the reason? Ajnanat, because of ignorance. Now, what is that second line? Brahma praptaha iva, fill up the blank. Brahma praptaha iva ஜ்ஞானாத். வா, யூ ஆர் பிகமிங் எக்ஸ்பர்ட்ஸ் நவ். நோ, பிரம்ம அப்ராப்தா இவ அஜ்ஞானாத், பிரம்ம பிராப்தா இவ ஜ்ஞானாத். ஒன்ஸ் யூ கெட் ஜ்ஞானம், இட் இஸ் ஆஸ் தோ அட்டைன்மெண்ட். ஒன்ஸ் யூ ஹேவ் இக்னரன்ஸ் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன், ஆஸ் தோ நாட் அட்டைன். தேர் ஃபோர் பிரம்மன், நோர் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் அட்டைன்ஸ் பிரம்மன் as though. Attains is not real because it's already Brahman. So therefore there is no real attainment. Because of ajnanam there is Brahma. Aham Brahma jnanam is not there. Brahma prapti means Brahma jnanam. Brahma apnoti. Brahma vit means Brahma jnani. Brahman apnoti means what? He recognizes he is Brahman. Ala, ipo you cannot say I know flower, therefore I cannot become Brahman. The knower of Brahman can become Brahman or not, because the knower and the known are not different in this case. This is the third corollary we have to see. Third extract idea is, in this Brahman, not like other objects, since there is no difference between that one who is trying to know and what he want to know, there is no difference. Adanalai he can become Brahman. But I cannot become flower, because I am different from flower. Whereas I want to know Brahman, I know Brahman, I become Brahman, nane பிரம்மன் தான். அங்க சப்ஜெக்ட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் டிவிஷன் கிடையாது, அதுதான் தேர்டு கரோலரி. இதுல சப்ஜெக்ட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் டிவிஷன் இருக்கு, பட் வேற இன் பிரம்மவிதாப்னோதி பரம் அதுல சப்ஜெக்ட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் டிவிஷன் கிடையாது. ஆஸ் தோ டிவிஷன் பட் ஆஃப்டர் ரிகக்னிஷன் ஒன்னெஸ் ஐக்கியம். சப்போஸ் எனிபடி கம் அண்ட் சேஸ் நோ 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 ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் திஸ் பிரம்மன், ஐ எம் நாட் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட் இன் நோயிங் பிரம்மன், இதெல்லாம் கேட்டுட்டு அதுக்கப்புறம் சுவாமினி எல்லாம் புரிய மாட்டேங்கிறது, நீங்களே வச்சுக்கோங்க பிரம்மன் எவ்வளோ சொன்னாலும் கொஞ்சம் ட்ரையாக இருக்க சுவாமி சப்ஜெக்ட் டுடே மண்டையில் ஏறவே இல்லை, நீங்களே வச்சுக்கோங்க பிரம்மன், எனக்கு இந்த ஐ எம் நாட் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட் இன் பிரம்மன் என்று சொன்னேன். இட் இஸ் ஆஸ் குட் ஆஸ் சேயிங் இன்டைரக்ட்லி ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் பீஸ். இஃப் எனிபடி டினைஸ் திஸ் பிரம்ம ஜானம் இட் இஸ் இன்டைரக்ட்லி சேயிங் ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் பீஸ். அவ்வளோதான். என்ன சாந்தம் சிவம் அத்வைத்தம் சதுர்த்தம் மன்யந்தே ச ஆத்மா, பிரம்மன் இஸ் சாந்தஸ்வரூபம். ஐ ஆம் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட் இன் நோயிங் பிரம்மன் பிகாஸ் ஐ வாண்ட் பீஸ். பிரம்ம ஜானமேவ ஆத்மசாந்தி, சாந்தம் ஏவ பிரம்ம பிராப்தி. தெர் இஸ் நோ டிஃபரன்ஸ் பிட்வீன் மோக்ஷா மீன்ஸ் நத்திங் பட் சாந்தி, கிளாரிட்டி. தெர் இஸ் நோ கன்ஃபியூஷன், தெர் இஸ் நோ டெல்யூஷன், தெர் இஸ் நோ தெர் இஸ் நோ டர்புலன்ஸ். தெர் இஸ் ஓன்லி ட்ராங்குவிலிட்டி, தெர் இஸ் ஓன்லி சாந்தி, தெர் இஸ் ஓன்லி காம்னஸ். தட் இஸ் கால்ட் மோக்ஷா. ஸோ தேர் ஃபோர் நோ ஒன் கேன் சே ஐ ஆம் நாட் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட் இன் பிரம்மன். எப்படியாவது சொன்ன ஆல் த பெஸ்ட் நெக்ஸ்ட் பர்த். ஸோ திஸ் இஸ் அபவுட் சூத்ரா, த்ரீ கரோலரிஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு ரிமெம்பர். நான் விருத்தி இஸ் பிகினிங் ஃப்ரம் ததேஷாபியுக்தா. திஸ் இஸ் செட் உபனிஷத் தைத்திரியோபனிஷத் கோட்டிங் தட் அக்னாலெட்ஜ். நோ தைத்திரியோபனிஷத் gives an acknowledgement to what? Rigveda mantra. That this Brahman, regarding this Brahman, yesha vrittihi abhyukta. Yesha, this Brahman is has already pointed out in Rig mantra. Rig mantra. Yesha means the following Rig mantra, vrittihi. The other three lines are called vritti. The following three lines vritti reveals, quotes that Rig mantra in Rig Veda. Who is Brahman? What is the nature of Brahman? Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Satyam brahma, jnanam brahma, anantam brahma. Adida brahma swarupam. Abhyukta is being quoted by Rig mantra. What is quoted? Brahman is, Tat Brahma, whatever is said in Sutra, Brahma vidapnoti param, and the Brahma, eppadi patta Brahman theriyumo? Rigvedam lo chollirukke, Satyamani, and the Brahma, Jnanamani, Anantamani, chollirukke. இப்போ அந்த பிரம்மன், இது வரைக்கும் பிரம்மன்னா ஒரு பேரே கஷ்டப்பட்டு இருக்கோம் சுவாமி, இப்போ சத்தியமும் ஒரு ஞானம் ஒரு பிரம்ம அனந்தம், இந்த மூணு பேர் புரிஞ்சுக்கணும் நம்ம. ஆல் டெக்னிக்கல் டேர்ம்ஸ். வாட் டு யூ மீன் பை சத்தியம் பிரம்ம? வாட் டு யூ மீன் பை ஜானம் பிரம்ம? வாட் டு யூ மீன் பை அனந்தம் பிரம்ம? தட் வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு சி இன் த ஹோல் வள்ளி, எ பியூட்டிஃபுல் சாப்டர் பட் வெரி வெரி அட்வான்ஸ்டு சாப்டர். ப்ளீஸ் கீப் in touch with the previous Upanishads, then you can follow easily like a halwa. More in the next class. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. ஹரிஹ ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.